Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, it's another great night here at Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/speaker111. This is yours truly, the Lotta Hill Legend, with my co-host Cornell and Celebration. And sometimes, Cleon, I'm sure he'll be on here tonight. We're going to talk about the NFL. We got the Super Bowl coming up. Of course, I'm picking the Eagles. I've been riding with the Eagles since I was 14 years old. So I know I'm very, very proud. Say what?
Nothing, man.
I'm proud to say that the Eagles are in the Super Bowl finally. That debacle with Donovan McNabb and a certain receiver who I don't even say his name, that didn't satisfy me. This right here is going to satisfy me, so I'm proud the Eagles are in the Super Bowl. Then we got the XFL, which is an eight-team league with 10 games, and we're going to talk about that. And the player contracts will be for 52 weeks. Good Lord. And the big one tonight, the first thing we will be going into, Cornell, LeBron James is rumored to be joining the Warriors.
And I would lose total respect.
We will have Celebration. We'll come back with the entertainment report. So everybody get ready. It's another great Thursday night here on www.blogtalkradio.com. blogtalkradio.com/speakonit11. We live, baby. We live in effect.
We live,
we'll be right
baby.
Back. We'll be right back after this small, short commercial break. We got to go into the queue and talk about this. All right.
Let the band deal with this. In my age style. Old school. Uh-huh. Okay. Shut up. Uh-huh. Okay. What's up? Shut up. Uh-huh. Okay. What's up? Okay. Shut up. Uh-huh. Okay. They cat. Shut up, uh-huh, okay, what's up? Right around in my brand new 99 photo and Volvo. I got a pocket full of beans, so we ain't got no place to go, though. But all my bosom boys, they know, though. That's for sure, though.
Are those
blue
white jeans you're wearing?
Hell nah, ho, you know they polos. I've been used again, accused again. This time been rolling top of something done by one of my using friends. Soon as they seen the bands, hit the season was in. Hell, cause they ain't feeling me, but I understand and they reason being. But I'm the man for this. While y'all was doing fine, I was doing time just praying for this. Locked up, make a plan for this. Without all that fancy shit, way too advanced for this. Got polo socks, tank tops, and drawers up under my pants. Shit. Shut up, uh-huh, okay, what's up? Shut up, uh-huh, okay, what's up?
blogtalkradio.com/speakonit11. It's yours truly, the Lauder Hill Legend, live on the line. Listen, we're going to start this thing off. We're going to talk about LeBron James and the rumors that have hit the airwaves that LeBron James may possibly be going to the Golden State Warriors. Now, before I get some feedback from any callers or my co-host, let me say this. Anybody that has a problem with LeBron James going to the Golden State Warriors, you better have had a problem with him leaving Cleveland in the first place and going to the Heat. Because, see, this is the same thing. And, see, when he went to the Heat, everybody said, oh, it's nothing wrong with that, or he just wants to bet. I was the one person, and we can go back on this show from years ago, I was the one person that was against that. I didn't respect him for it. I said it would tarnish his legacy. Stephen A. Smith said it best today. He said that if he even considers going to Golden State, his legacy is tarnished forever. Cornell, let me hear your thoughts on it. I'm waiting, baby. I've been waiting a week. Let me hear.
Okay. I agree with Stephen A. Smith with that. Nah, but that is not the same thing when he went to Miami.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, and here's the reason why it's not.
It's worse,
Miami,
actually.
No, yeah, it's worse than him. It'll be worse than him going to Miami. Now, I didn't have a problem with him going to Miami. Well, because first, I'm a Heat fan. Second, I like to hear when people say, well, Miami had Wade, they had won the championship. That was in 2006, and he had went through a 15-win season, getting knocked out of the playoffs in the first round every year, ever since then. So, he went to a team that wasn't a championship team. Now,
that
the organization
team
was
the team.
No, it wasn't. Exactly. and he made it the championship team. Nah.
Well, I mean, you putting him and Wade together makes it a team. And then you add Chris Bosh. Now, come on, man.
Nah. The difference is he's going to a championship. If he did that, he would be going to a championship team that really don't need him to win a championship. The Heat needed LeBron more than LeBron needed the Heat. They don't need LeBron. They don't win the championship with or without him. That's the difference.
Well, okay. Well, let me ask you this. LeBron goes to the Golden State Warriors. Who on that team? Because somebody on that team got to go.
Oh, they had to get rid of Klay Thompson.
What about Livingston?
He had to go too. They had to get rid of half of the team, and everybody else on there going to be making veteran minimum.
Would have to go.
LeBron James. I'm a big LeBron James fan, but LeBron James would never win another championship. That's it for him.
Really? You saying this on the radio? You don't
yeah,
think
I'm
he's
saying.
Another...
No. He getting up in age. He's 31, 32 years old, and I don't even think anybody on Golden State is even 30 years old. I think Steph might be the oldest one at 29.
Durant,
and they're in their prime, man. No, man, they're in their prime. LeBron, I will say LeBron created that culture by going to the Heat, and it's done come back to bite him. When Durant, now I think the Durant move to Golden State is worse than LeBron going to the Heat.
No, it's not. No way.
Yeah, because you don't, hold on, you had that same team down 3-1. You don't join the team that beat you. They had Golden State down 3-1 and gave up a 3-1 lead in the Western Conference Final.
True.
And then next year you join that team.
Well, I don't see what the difference is because you're joining a super team regardless. It doesn't matter who had you down there.
No, I had LeBron and Wade and Bosh, and they've been in their prime and going against that. Now, that'll be a good series. But right now, LeBron James, only thing he can do is say, I went to the finals 8 years in a row, however many years in a row he go. But he'll never win another one as long as that team is out there in Golden State.
Just right quick, dude, they saying that the average age of the Golden State Warriors is 28 years old.
You're not going to win that. Nobody is going to win a championship and go in the NBA until somebody want to get paid too much money. Whatever, they break.
You don't
team,
think,
but
you don't.
No,
you don't think. You don't think my man Harden and Houston can come and upset him?
No.
I mean,
they'll take Houston out in six games. James Harden always been a playoff choker.
True.
Chris Paul always been a playoff choker. Ain't nobody beating Golden State.
Let me tell you something about Chris Paul. To me, is a little overrated. I believe he's overrated.
Yeah.
I've always said that about him. After the way I saw what Steph Curry did to him, he overrated. Steph Curry killed him every time they play.
Them younger dudes, man, nobody beat Father Time, man. So on the way, anybody else don't win a championship. The NBA is really one of the most predictable sports in all the sports.
Okay.
Ain't nobody gonna beat Golden State, man. They got too much fight, and you got Kevin Durant not taking the max. Only way LeBron James win another championship. He said he ain't never playing for no less than the max. He had to take a pay cut.
Well, he shouldn't. He should always be paid the max.
That's what I say. They got these players confused, man. They got these players chasing championship rings. If I'm in the NBA, I don't care where you put me at. Pay me the max every time and whatever. I won the championship at life. You don't ask the owner how many rings he won. You're asking a millionaire to give a billionaire a discount for the
true
sake of a ring.
True, true, true. Good point, good point, good point. Good point. Well, I mean, like I say, your point well taken tonight. You ain't getting much of an argument out of it. But like I said, the only thing I will say is if you're going to be mad at this, you should have been mad when he went to the Heat. Because
no,
to me, it
no.
was the same.
The Heat didn't win the championship his first year. They lost. They lost to a better team in the Dallas Mavericks. They didn't win it. They didn't win,
no,
it, win
no.
it to the shortened NBA.
No, no, no. They did not lose to a better team.
No, they didn't lose to a better team.
They were up on the Mavericks 3-1 until LeBron laid down. Wade was on his
way
to have
2-1.
It was 2-1. My bad. And in the third game, they was winning by 20, and then Dirk got loose, came back, beat him, and beat him the next two games. Wade was on his way. And I will never forget this. I'd be an old man laid up in a nursing home somewhere. I'll never forget this. Wade was on his way to having. He was averaging 25-10, and he was on his way to being an MVP for the series. He was going to be the MVP until LeBron laid down on him and only averaged 9 points. And if you don't believe me, you can go right back and look at all of this. He laid down. So
yeah,
no, they
didn't. That's the only series I fought LeBron in. The rest of them, he came to play. That last series with the Heat in San Antonio, Wade looked like he needed to retire.
Well, I mean, let's lay off of Wade a little bit, sir. Okay?
Well, I'm just show, saying.
Just remember that on this show right here, Wade is regarded
We can argue about the better team, whatever. But what we can't argue about is that they didn't win it their first year there.
Yeah, it's right.
Their first win was in the strike shortened season with 52 games.
All right, well, that's just one thing. I just wanted to bring that out, you know, about the Golden State thing. And let's not forget that the babyface assassin is the one that started Golden State to being so positive, I mean so prominent, I should say, and he did it by himself out there. He didn't need
nobody. He ain't do it by himself. Don't nobody do it by himself, Tim.
Well, I mean, a lot of people did it by themselves, man. You can do it by
yourself. Who?
I mean, as far as just getting to a championship, Allen Iverson did it.
Never mind getting it. I'm talking about winning.
Well, I mean, you got a lot of people to look at that.
Who?
Did that. Michael Jordan, in my opinion.
Why wasn't he winning championships until Scottie Pippen was an all-star?
Scottie Pippen. Pip wasn't. I don't think Pip was no all star that first one. Now,
yeah,
was
he was
all star for the first one.
Yeah,
I look that up.
Yeah,
we gotta look that.
Why he wasn't winning when he was going against the Bad Boys in third, getting knocked
Bill
out in the
Russell
first round.
Bill Russell won it by himself.
No, he
Bill
didn't.
By himself. Yes, he did. Cornell. Yes, he did. And even
you talking about Bill Russell? Tommy, when none of us born? I don't know.
What about Bob Cousy driven around in a circle?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I could have won a championship back then.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't have won.
Yeah.
Man, them people, man, them was pros, man. You wouldn't have won nothing back then, man. Don't even start that. Bob Cousy would have been.
You'd find an AAU team right now or smoke that team.
Listen, Bob Cousy would have whooped anybody on BA team 1991,
92,
93. Oh, yeah, okay. Anybody on that team, man. You talking about a Hall of Famer. You just think because it's old and mad. Come on, man. Come on, let it go. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we got Sally real quiet, so we're going to have to get her back in here. So we're going to take us a short break. We're going to be right
I'm
back.
I'm eating a biscuit. I'm trying not to track online on the radio. I'm eating a biscuit. Come back later.
Hey, all right. But I just wanted everybody to know that you were there. We're going to come back with the Super Bowl, y'all. We're going to talk about the big game and the ignorant commercials and why I hate Super Bowl commercials and why I don't go to Super Bowl parties. We're going to talk about that in a second. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Thank you.
Staying alive was no job at second hand. Moms bounced on old man, so then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the go-to. Low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Bowling with this one and that one, pulling out gas for fun. But it was just a dream for the teen who was a fiend. Started smoking wounds at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes. Making my way on fire skating. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up right, boys on board, boys. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick tight click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas, rolling in MPVs. Every week we made 40 G's. Yo, brothers, respect mine. I ain't gonna deck now. Bow, move from the gate now.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
It's been 22 long, hard years. I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I'm deep at the safe of the streets to stay awake. Ways of the world deep. A man with a dream, with plans to make cream, with fail. I went to jail at the age of 15, a young buck selling drugs and such, who never had much, trying to get a clutch on what I could not touch. The court played me so now I faced incarceration, facing no one up safe, my destination. Handcuffed in back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty couldn't be so rough. But as the world turns, I learn life is hell. Living in the world, no different from a cell. Every day I skate from safe, give and take. Selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke steps. I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed, and I ask what's it worth. Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth. Who explain working hard may help you maintain. To learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. We got sick of kids, corrupt cops, and crack rocks. All in a block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof. To kick the truth to the young black youth. We know these running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglect it for now, but yo, it got to be accepted. The what? The life is hectic.
Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
Yeah, that's the sounds of the world famous Wu-Tang Clan, the greatest rap that ever collectively put together, the greatest collection of MCs ever. Anyway, back to the show. We're gonna talk about the Super Bowl. We got the big game. We got
the Wu-Tang Clan
do not ne'er should the two shall meet. No.
I bet they don't even know who the hell the Poison Clan is, Wu-Tang.
Poison Clan. They're in Miami quite a bit, though. They know who the locals are. They do.
They don't know who the Poison Clan is. They don't listen to no like that.
Man, I'm going to call Raekwon right now to find out.
Here we go. One hand, we got a local group. The other hand, we got an international group. Well, why are we even talking about this? Anyway, we got the big game. The big game is Sunday. You got the Eagles, you got the Patriots, you got Tom Brady versus everybody in the world. They did a poll on Facebook places, and they say the only people, the only places in the world that are rooting for the Eagles would be in the northeastern section of the country and Dallas, Texas, because Dallas, people in Dallas would not root for the Eagles. They hate them. So that's it. So Tom Brady looking for another Super Bowl ring. He can surpass Joe Montana with this one, if I'm correct. He can possibly. I don't see it happening. But I like the Eagles to win this one. I think the defense is pretty tough. I like the running back, running game that the Eagles got. I like the receivers. I'm going with them. Plus, I'm also, like I say, I've been a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles since I was 14 years old, since the days of Randall Cunningham. So I'm looking very
forward
to
this. You know
what
I want to know? What? You know
what I want
to know? What? How you feel about when females are at, like, Super Bowl parties? Because I go to Super Bowl parties quite a bit.
I'm gonna entitle this segment right here, Why I Don't Go to Super Bowl Parties. There's a lot of reasons why I don't go to parties, ladies and gentlemen. I watch the game. Number one, first and foremost, I have a job. The game is on Sunday night. I got to be to work on Monday. So therefore, I always watch the second half of the game in the comfort of my own bed. Not on the couch, not in the living room, not at somebody's house or in a bar. In the comfort of my own bed, I sit right there. That way, when it's over with, I can turn the TV off and go to sleep because I don't need to hear all the other hoopla afterwards. Number two, I don't go to Super Bowl parties because there will always be somebody. And let me take a deep breath before I say this one right here, because I don't want to offend nobody, but there will be somebody at the game who ain't watched football the whole season, ain't watched a tap of football the whole season, and will sit there and want you to explain everything to them during the game, and will be talking throughout the game. Now, I'm not saying that this person is a woman. I never said it was a female. But there will be somebody that does that right there. And that gets on my nerves. And the last reason why I don't go to Super Bowl parties, I'm just going to say this right here, and y'all can rebut this, and y'all can say, I've seen brothers get at a Super Bowl party, and if it's some women around, and they got to show out.
And they want to
show out. And once they start showing out in front of the women, they get the fussing and caring on. And it almost rises to the level of violence. I'm not going to no Super Bowl party with no violence, with no people talking. And I'm not going to no party late at night at 12, 1 in the morning when I know my butt got to be to work the next day. So this is why I don't go to Super Bowl parties. A lot of people criticize me for all of this. A lot of people say something wrong with me. They get mad at me or something like that. They even wanted me to host a Super Bowl party one time at my house. I told everybody here. I said, hell no. I said, y'all want to watch a game, go that far. You ain't coming to my house. Yes, I have a 65-inch TV. It wasn't bought for the Super Bowl. I'm not an idiot. I don't buy a TV right before the Super Bowl or before Christmas. That's one of the dumbest things you can do.
That means you make it. That means you made it in life. When you can buy a big TV and have people come to your house and watch the Super Bowl. I don't mind Super Bowl parties too tough. I'm not one of those people to ask a lot of questions. But this season, I really did boycott the NFL. I wasn't playing. I have not watched one single solitary game. I have no idea what they out there doing. I'm not interested too tough in either of the teams, even though I'm partial to Philly. But anyways, I'm tired of the big blockbuster parties by promoters where the game is, like, secondary. Like, you can't even really watch the game because you got 15 DJs and 100 women with tight dresses on. Like, how is that a Super Bowl party? Where's the Super Bowl? That's my own issue.
Yeah. True. I mean, it all makes sense. You know, it's one game. It's... it's the best game of the season. I mean, everybody got their own opinion about it. But like I said, man, I can't sit up there and watch no football like that. Not me. I just can't deal with all the questions. I can't deal with the long halftime. You know what I'm saying?
You can't get with the what? The halftime show.
Is like
I'm
like,
what?
I can't deal with
that.
I'm totally there for the halftime show.
I think that's the best part of the Super Bowl.
The corny commercials. I can't deal with the corny commercials. I can't deal with it. It's just not my cup of tea. I'm going to be honest with you.
Cleon is doing a whole bunch of stuff. Hello, we are on air. We're like on a real show right now. What is he doing?
I'm telling you, it's like too much going on, boy. I tell you.
He tells him somehow to put their shirt on. What are you doing?
Yeah, like what?
Everything okay back there, sir? We need to go to a commercial break.
Put your shirt on. What?
Oh, boy. This is just too funny. But man, like I was saying, man, I've been to some Super Bowl parties, man. These brothers start arguing, and they trying to show out for the women that's there. And the next thing you know, it'll rise to the level of violence.
I experienced one way worse than that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What happened? Share it with us.
I had to tell you in the queue.
Okay, all right, one of them kind. But yeah, that's why I don't go, man.
Stop teasing people, man. Go and tell the story. Give us the G-rated family show version.
No, it ain't no G. Ain't nothing G-rated about it.
Man. Oh, my gosh.
It was crazy, man.
Well.
It was crazy.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like I said, man, just going to these Super Bowl parties is one thing, man. Everybody like it and have fun. And you know what? Actually, what I do, I might stop by. You know, I'll stop by. I might be able to do it. But other than that, man, I ain't going to no Super Bowl party. Not me. Yeah, y'all can have it out.
We do the sports bar up here, man.
I bet that's good. Now, how is that? Because see, what they do, they charge you to get in there and all of that, or how that works?
No, they don't charge you to get in.
No, they don't charge you to get in?
No.
Where y'all go? Like the ultimate or something like
that? Huh?
Where y'all go to, like, the Ultimate or somewhere like that?
No, that's for them young cats, man, no.
Oh, the young cats go to that?
Yeah, I got a partner up here we go down to this spot called the Crab Spot, man.
Okay. There ain't no youngsters there. And everybody probably there with their wives and girlfriends. It ain't no foolishness, I'm sure, is it?
No.
What I want to know is how they get a crab spot in Atlanta. Like, where do the crab spot?
Well, you know, I don't eat it, so I don't know.
You don't eat it, or you don't mess with it. Okay.
No.
The crab spot. Hmm?
Man, we might.
Papa Do's?
Man, yes, Lord. Papa Do's, that's the spot.
Hmm? That's overrated, man.
What's overrated? Papa Do's?
He's like the hole in the wall.
He's
like one of them old pools.
It's one up here called Gumbo. They're a little better than Papa Do.
Man, stop playing radio. Gumbos. Man, them people might fade you.
No, I'm dead serious, man. I'm dead serious.
Man, ain't nothing better than
I mean, the price is about the same.
Man, ain't nothing better than no Papa Doe.
Papa Doe straight out of New Orleans, man. What are you talking about?
That's right. That Papa Doe the best thing going. I ain't never tasted no food better than
Papa
Doe.
Well, the next time you come up here, we'll do that.
I might be up there in March.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I might be up there in March, man. So I don't know.
You come, this here more authentic than Papa Doe. Papa Doe is more commercialized.
Yeah. Well, Friday night, Papa Doe's is still packed, man.
Oh, yeah. Every night.
Yeah.
Same with that place. That place the same way.
Oh, Gumbo's just like, okay. I'll check that out. Yeah, I might check that. I'll check out both of them. That's what I do. Well, now since we're going to turn into a food network and a food critic, let's get right back to sports. They got this new football league, Cornell, the XFL. What the hell is
right.
the XFL? They trying to bring this mess back. You remember this?
He trying to, I guess, cater to the crowd the NFL lost. But I don't know what kind of talent he going to have out there. Not to say football players all have criminal records, but, you know, you're going to have 18 full of choir boys. You can't have a criminal record. You can't you got to stand for the flag. Okay, if that's your lead, you can make the rules, whatever, but. So the biggest draw he can get to me would be Johnny Manziel, but Johnny Manziel got a criminal record.
I thought Manziel had a bunch of misdemeanors.
That's still a criminal record. I don't know if he means convicted felon or what.
Let's think about the irony of Vince McMahon doing this with WWE. All that is a bunch of drug heads who haven't been caught yet.
Exactly.
He don't want you to
have no political views. But all through the history of wrestling, they had the Americans against the Russians. You play off every stereotype of every ethnicity around. So now you get your league. You don't want nobody to have no political view, and that's what you built your thing around.
What is he gonna have? Like a team of robots? Cause ain't too many people out here that never have a brush with the law. So look at here. Good luck, buddy. Hope you find a good awesome team.
Ain't like they gonna be competing against the NFL. They season started in February. So, you know, you got some people that just love to watch football. So it could work, but
The quality of football ain't gonna be good. What happened if you in the league and then you end up getting into a damn fight or something and you catch a charge? Then what?
I guess you get kicked out.
You get to go to the NFL.
I guess he trying to find that. What they said, the league, the ratings went down by 9%. I guess he's trying to get that 9% to watch his league.
That was their fault.
I guess so.
So maybe it'll work. Who knows? Hey, that's more people getting employed. So maybe it won't be a bad thing.
Huh?
What they paying though? What the
I don't know. He the owner. He own all the teams.
Oh, he own every team.
Yeah.
How the hell he own every team? How many teams
It's 18.
18, my bad. It's 18.
And he said he's dumping $100 million of his own money in it. He don't want no partner. So it's his team.
But so,
wait a minute.
So you can be on all kind of steroids, Molly and Percocet, and play in this league. But I tell you. How many wrestlers have died in their prime or before their prime based off of their drug use? They say that he influences a lot of these guys.
So
he looked like he on steroids.
To take his drugs. Yeah, he'll tell you he once upon a time was. I mean, he's an older man now, so I don't think he's on it as bad as he used to be. You know, his image isn't that of a buff dude now. Now he's just a darn billionaire tycoon, you know. But let me just say this. Papa Do's is the greatest ever. That tilapia tastes like steak. So go ahead.
But you ever went to Tom Holland Cleon?
Nah, I ain't. I've been to Papa Do's.
Who goes to Papa Do's to get tilapia? Knock it off, man.
Hey, man. It's a seafood.
Who still
place.
Eat tilapia? Who's still eating that?
Now, wait a second. This
who
is this
eats
is 20,
tilapia
this
on
is,
purpose?
This was in 2012. Now, hold on. Now, calm down.
What?
Calm down.
Back before, back
well
before we
went there for a brim,
the
man.
Of tilapia.
What?
Calm down. Calm down.
No, you should have went in there and say, give me a fried chub.
Oh, right. Didn't you post that today?
That's what they gave. They probably gave
chub, glossary.
They probably gave
it sound like
room.
It sound like Sally eating right now, trying to be slick.
Don't live.
Trying to mess with my food choice.
I'm about to put the mic on mute because y'all ain't going to out me tonight.
Mm-hmm. No, I done did it already. She about to eat tilapia right now. That's what guilty people do right now. And they're talking about, who eat tilapia with a mouthful of tilapia? Go ahead on with that mess, man. Yep. But no, Vince McMahon.
No way.
I mean,
eating some other New Orleans finest, and it ain't no doggone tilapia, mullet, chub, none of that. None of the above.
Oh, Lord. See, there you
no.
go.
What they call
there
that, garbage
go.
Fish? Garbage fish. Who want to eat a garbage fish? I ain't no garbage fish,
yeah.
man.
I don't think that the tilapia from Papa Do's would be considered a garbage fish.
Garbage.
Something different about this.
Garbage.
Something different about
even
this.
In the
anyway.
fanciest of restaurants, the tilapia is a garbage fish. And I don't care who don't like it. Call up and fuck with me about the tilapia. It's horrible.
I tell you.
Don't do it.
I tell you, Tommy. You know what I think about y'all St. Thomas people. You don't like me to use that word
man.
About y'all, but I tell you, there it is.
Tilapia
is
garbage.
I tell you, there
not
it is.
I
tell
it.
You,
I
don't, boy. You don't like me to use them words about y'all. There it is.
I don't care about that. I don't care about that.
Prime
tilapia
right,
kill you
Wayne.
Faster than eating a whole pig. Stop doing that.
Yeah,
leave that tilapia.
Now
alone.
How you know that?
Leave
yeah,
it
now
alone.
How you know that?
Research, referencing research. Okay. Mm-hmm. They grow it in filth. It's not even a real fish. It's a man-made fish.
Yeah, you know, you've seen that on
specimen.
Facebook.
That is
that's all.
GMO fish. Tilapia is not naturally occurring anywhere in any bodies of water.
Yes,
don't
it is.
We've been catching tilapia
where?
Since we were kids.
Tilapia right there in the water. What you talking about? You
that's man-made fish. It's man-made.
No man.
It's not no real fish. Man, that is garbage. Don't eat it. They said eating tilapia is like the equivalent of eating, like, the worst cuts of pork there is. Yeah.
Man.
Stop eating tilapia.
Man. Well, how many people don't here eat pork? How many people don't here eat shrimp?
Everybody had their little fish fries with the little cheap tilapia fish thinking they're doing it. That's garbage. Don't do it.
I eat catfish fish fries.
Well, I don't
eat
no tilapia. All the fish I eat, the ones I caught. So.
I know. And here we catch some nice. All I want you to do is just wrap me some up in some aluminum foil. You know, I already know
where
I'm going.
Just drop
it off.
You
ain't even got to knock. Lerman fur.
That's not
what
you said.
Lerman fur.
There it is. There it is. That's what you said right there.
Yes. You can put it in a little styrofoam cooler for me. Just drop it
y'all,
off the house.
Y'all, let me tell you something. Y'all believe whatever y'all see on that internet. Y'all probably still believe that Tommy Hilfiger got up there and said he don't like black people. Tommy Hilfiger never said that. He ain't never said
Tommy
that.
Tommy Hilfiger don't like black people.
That's a
myth.
That nobody has ever seen a video of this man saying that. Have they?
Mm-hmm.
Fake news, right? Fake news.
Fake news.
It's myth.
Yep.
And just like with tilapia, as long as you eat a wild tilapia, you're straight. Now, I'm
wild
breath,
tilapia, yes.
And I don't care. And I'm like, Cornell, I don't know why you went to Papa Do's and ordered a tilapia. Like, you sit down there and say,
I didn't, I didn't say that was the only thing I ordered. I was making a point. I didn't say that was the only thing I ordered.
One of the most, one of the most elegant restaurants in Atlanta on Friday night. It's packed.
Junk fish.
And they say, what will you have, sir? I'll have the tilapia.
Junk fish. Let me get that junk fish. Give me
so
a plate of bait.
So what should I order? What should
give
I order?
Give me a plate of bait.
You should have got them damn crab claws. That's what I get. What you get, Courtney?
Yeah.
I get some crab claws.
When I used to eat that stuff, man, I used to get the crawfish etouffee.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, get the shrimp.
Yeah.
Get the shrimp and the crab. That's what I used to
do. I'm not supposed to eat the tilapia, but it's okay to eat a mud bug, man. It's okay.
That's not a mud bug. Well, let's
What's
just
mud
create
bug?
Now. He's trying to call crawfish a mud bug. That's
What's
a poor man's lobster. Don't do that. Leave them alone.
Well, I didn't say I wouldn't eat it. I'm just telling you what it is. Crawfish is a mud bug.
Listen, it's farm-raised tilapia. Let me specify. Farm-raised tilapia. When you research, you look up tilapia, you look at some of these farms that are just mass-producing the
Boy,
tilapia
y'all,
to satisfy
like
the
eyes?
Demand.
What
yeah, like, no,
eyes?
In the... Yeah,
y'all
they got all kind of stuff.
Y'all
and
get on
filthy.
Here and talk about insects. Well, we actually stayed on topic
tonight, so all that's left is the entertainment report, right? So you might as well space it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got some entertainment.
I was just trying to, I got some
entertainment for you right here, since we just going with the news now. There's a kid or somebody that stole a $60,000 chain from the Oakland Park flea market.
Yeah, I saw that. First of all,
is
where did the $60,000 chain come from?
Is there anything at the Oakland Park flea market worth $60,000?
The building itself ain't worth that. I don't think.
Thank you. That's why I'm saying.
Why y'all doing Oakland Park like that?
I passed by there on the Martin Luther King holiday, and I don't think that's going to worth $60,000.
It was supposed to be St. Lazarus chain.
That was probably a little insurance fraud, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody can pay. $50K?
For sure.
In there? Nah, they don't have that in there.
Mm-hmm.
They let the little boy. They got the surveillance video. He done let the boy put it on.
And
if it was a 60 grand necklace, why would you even let him try it on?
Thank
a little
you.
Boy.
At the flea market.
How old the boy look to be?
He had ID. If he a grown man, he about 5'6". He took it and he just ran out. Boom, gone.
Ooh.
I mean, hit it.
Which one he was?
I'm looking at the
Which
video.
One is that? Zena? Z-E, is that what it's called?
That
one's been in there forever.
But he
a $60,000 chain.
Ain't nothing in the Oakland Park flea market worth $60,000, ladies and gentlemen.
If you're considering spending $60,000 at the flea market, you're questionable to me. Like, I question your judgment if you're going to even...
Please.
Well, hey, man, I done heard it worse. Tell me, you know what I'm talking about.
How you gonna spend $60,000 at the flea market?
I done heard a joker do it at Arabs though, so I don't.
Oh my god! Do what at an Arab store? What?
Cash a check. We go on and put it out there. Go on and put it out there.
I just set it up.
This ain't a green room tale.
Go on and put it out there.
Say what?
I let you back it out the park.
Say what?
Go on to the Arab. Make a deal.
They say somebody cast a check, $60,000 at the ARAM.
Ow.
Go ahead.
And they cashed it too, a real check. It was a real check.
Was it hurricane time? They might have had it.
Man, they locked them doors and say no. No, what they did is they sent him to their friend at the check cashing store. So they could get the money off that check. That's what they did. And they made sure he ain't leaving. That's what they did. Yeah. 65.
Money
at
the
my
root
line.
Of all these.
Money is
the
root of all
evil. I don't know. I didn't see it, but allegedly it happened. I don't know.
I know it happened. It happened.
Hey, but listen.
Let me tell you what one of y'all did. I was listening to a syndicated radio show this morning. All right, I don't know if we can talk people names on here like that, but there was a fool that applied to the police academy, I believe, in New Orleans. All right. Only problem was this dude was wanted for murder by his last. He actually killed his last employer, and he put them down as a reference. And just by finding out when the police was getting ready to hire him and send him into the academy, they say, "Well, hey, that's the dude that we looking for first degree murder." But that's what y'all do over there. I ain't gonna say nothing else.
Now, isn't that just disrespectful?
That was pretty smart. That was pretty smart. Hey, if
that
he had
smart.
Got
he
old,
and
yeah, they would have never looked up.
They what?
Now he got that far in the process.
If he
would have
got on,
okay.
They would have never looked up.
But he didn't. He didn't have to use him as a reference.
Nah, that was the dumb part.
Did you just say he was? How about killing the man was dumb?
He killed the man. He killed as a reference.
He killed the man.
The man almost got away with it now.
This was on the news.
So the
yeah,
part,
no.
That is a dumb part.
Well, yeah, but you know what I'm saying? He almost got away with it.
In other news, in other South Florida news, there was a woman a while back that shot a teenage intruder who was robbing her home. Her alarm went off. She got the phone call from the alarm company. She doubled back to the house, saw the boy climbing either in the window or out the window. That's kind of sketchy, depending on who you talk to. And she pulled out her 9mm Glock and went to busting and shot the boy, and then ends up killing the boy. His family gets on the news station and says she ain't had no business doing that. She should have waited for the police. Blah blah blah. And then one of the
hold on. Is this the one where they? This can't be the one where they said. I heard one of the little girls. I guess that's one of his cousins. How he was supposed to get money?
That's what she said.
You know, y'all work for the school board, so. But this is just my opinion. Hello?
Yeah, bro, we waiting. We on
this,
the edge.
This is my opinion.
For this.
Right then and there, they should have shot her.
Why she couldn't apply for the police academy?
The girl say how he was gonna get money.
That's exactly
he ain't had to do that.
That's exactly what she said. She said why are we supposed to get money for clothes and shoes and stuff? So
if you can't party
at Bella Noche. That was another one. That was a pretty good one. But Bella Noche is a classic.
Them girls needed to have several seats. That was so awesome.
Cornell, you ever seen that with Bella
Noche?
I'm
going to
have to send that one to you.
No, I
didn't
see that one.
You ain't never seen Bella Noche? Oh, come on.
That's in Atlanta.
Let me tell you
something.
Nah, that's in New Orleans, isn't it? Bella Noche is in New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
The club got shot up, Cornell. The club got shot up, and they're laughing already. The club the club gets shot up, right? And they interview two girls out front. And after they finished speaking in broken English and grammatical errors of every sort and kind, they said, if you can't party in Bella Noche, where else can you party? And boy,
I got to see though.
You can't party at Bella Noche. Where can you party at? that was a pretty funny one.
I love our people, boy, because we're going to give y'all some sound bites. Goodness.
We're going to give you a sound bite
whether you want it or not. We're going to give you a sound
bite. That's what we do. We live by it. They make songs out of our sound bite. I mean, they had one. I'm going to see if you saw this one, Cornel, since we're on the subject. They had one during the hurricane when it was Hurricane Irma. He was out there on the beach.
They said,
excuse me, sir, why are you out here right now? And Cornel, he started out so intelligent.
He said, we just want to experience the weather,
you know. And he said, we heard it was a lot of evacuation going on.
Evacuation.
That's what he said.
Evacuation.
And they played this band over and over on the TV. Ooh. I thought, Shelly, I saw that live. You know that? I saw that live.
You saw it
and
live?
I fell out when I saw that meme. I completely lost it in here. I saw it live. He said, well, we want to experience the weather, you know, and there was a lot of evacuation going on.
With a straight face. Like, he meant that. It was evacuation going on.
He probably was one of them old St. Thomas football players that, you know.
So you're going to get off my pool. That's what you go do.
Hey, at that point, as you can see, it was a slow night in the world of sports, y'all. We waiting on the Super Bowl. So we're going to close this thing out tonight. We thank everybody that listened to us because Cornel is not talking about the mighty St. Thomas Aquinas Raiders that located at 2801 Southwest 12th Street, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the greatest high school football
team. He probably one of them students that took the basket weaving class.
I'm going to need you to evacuate in America.
Led by the greatest high school football coach, George F. Smith.
Coach Otis Gray like that again.
That's to be debated.
All the time.
That's to be debated. Stop. Everything is to be debated on this show. We want to thank everybody.
No, that ain't up for debate.
We want to thank everybody for your support. We appreciate it. I'm supposed to say a shout out to Peaches. You know who you are. And shout out to everybody else. Shout out to Trey Wins Elementary. That's where my son goes. And they were hopefully listening in and laughing tonight because we did keep it G-rated, thank goodness.
It's a fabulous show.
Another big shout out to Papa Do's and to their tilapia being on the menu. Why anybody would order tilapia at Papa Do's? We still are trying to figure that out. Cornel, I might be up there in March, man. So I'm going to make sure we get together, definitely.
All right, but I can't never catch you.
Yeah, it'd be hard to catch you, man. I know you be running around, man. You and Kiki, y'all be all over the place, boss. So I come to the A. I make sure I'm going to check you out because I might slide through the A in March.
We're going to go to Gumbo.
Yeah, we're going to go to Gumbo's. And after that, the next day, I'm going to go right back to Papa Do's and get me something to eat. Because I ain't nothing like Papa. Ain't nothing like Papa Do's.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a good night. We're going to let the band deal with this one. Let the band deal with it, please. With everybody. And you know what? I bet the Wu-Tang know who Trick Daddy is. I bet you that.
Hey, I just seen a picture on Facebook with JT Money and Rakim. What are you talking about?
Volvo. I got a pocket full of beans, smoking weed and ain't got no place to go though. But all my bosom boys, they know though. That's for sure.